In other news, President-elect Obama won the first major test of his leadership today in Congress. Despite misgivings on both sides of the aisle, the Democratic-led Senate voted to release $350 billion for the second half of the TARP program. That's the financial bailout package Congress approved last fall. The vote was 52-42. Mr. Obama's victory comes after he and his economic team spent the week lobbying reluctant lawmakers. More now from NPR's David Wellna.
When Congress crafted the bailout bill last fall, lawmakers attached a provision they thought would be to their advantage. It required that any presidential request for the second half of the bailout be subject to a resolution of disapproval. Most of the funds in the first half are now used up, and many lawmakers and voters are wondering where all the money went. Because President Bush has now asked for the second half of the bailout on Mr. Obama's behalf, senators today found themselves having to vote on whether or not to block money that may or may not prove crucial for an economic recovery. Banking Committee Chairman Christopher Dodd described his colleagues' predicament on the Senate floor.
I don't know of a single member, regardless of how they'll vote on this matter, that likes being here for this debate. or believes that this is something they wish they were doing at this hour. I certainly don't.
Among those agonizing over what to do was newly sworn-in Democrat Jean Shaheen of New Hampshire.
I think it's difficult since there's not been an accountability for the first $350 billion, but we'll wait and see.
Vermont Independent Bernie Sanders voted against the first half of the bailout. He decided to vote against the second half as well.
I think that President Obama will do a far, far better job in directing that money. But I still have concerns about the need to hold these large banks and financial institutions accountable.
Michigan Democrat Debbie Stabenow also voted against the first half of the bailout, but she voted today to let the second half go forward.
After talking to our president-elect directly and to Larry Summers, I've decided to support the second piece as part of our economic recovery because they intend to focus it on what I believe the full amount should have been focused on, which is jobs and housing.
Others also plan to switch their votes this time, but in the other direction. Oklahoma Republican Tom Coburn voted for the first half of the bailout, and he said he truly wanted to help the incoming president.
But I find myself in the predicament is I've been fooled once by this present administration. They didn't do what they said they were going to do. They haven't been transparent with how the money's been spent. The American people haven't had access. We don't know the priorities under which it was done. And now we're asked again, just trust us.
And Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions said he's seen nothing to persuade him not to once again oppose the bailout money.
I just don't know why we haven't had more congressional hearings, more public discussions of what's going on and how we need to fix it. Are we afraid of something?
Shortly before the Senate voted, congressional leaders got a letter from Obama economic advisor Lawrence Summers. It promised no substantial new investments will be made with the new bailout money unless it's been approved by Mr. Obama. It was a letter of assurances that capitalized on the broad popularity and credibility of the incoming president. Banking Chairman Dodd said credibility was sorely lacking in how the first half of the TARP funds were spent.
And so the timing, in many ways, couldn't be better for this new president arriving, a new team coming to town, determined to do everything they can to get our nation back on its feet again.
Had the resolution of disapproval passed, Mr. Obama has said it would get his veto. The Senate's action today spared him from having to resort to the veto pen. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.